In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The director of Michigan's unemployment agency is out. Lisa Eastland Olison has been under fire for massive problems at the unemployment agency amid reports of slow and no service from the unemployed, as well as widespread fraud. She was the target of a hearing before the State House last month.
For those calling for my removal, this is not an easy job. If it were, the previous administration had 8 years and 7 UI directors who could have made changes a long time ago.
Governor Whitmer said Olison would remain on to help with the transition and then return to her previous role at the Office of State Employer. The new director will be Julie Dale, who headed up the Department of Technology, Management, and Budget. Federal dollars are now coming into Benton Harbor to help deal with the lead in the water. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services announced on Monday the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has approved a department request through the Federal Children's Health Insurance Program for lead remediation. It says families living in Benton Harbor can apply for services to remove lead dust, paint, soil, and drinking water from their homes. And you can stay on top of all the local lead information at michigan.gov/myleadsafe. An increase in natural gas prices has prompted Michigan gas utilities to warn Southwest Michigan residents to expect their winter heating bills to be higher this year. Spokesperson Matt Cullen tells us the daily average price for natural gas has more than doubled this year due to increased demand and tight supplies.
Based on our winter heating forecast, we expect that a typical residential customer will pay approximately $43 more per month as compared to last year in natural gas and heating costs this winter.
Natural gas is at its highest price in 10 years. Cullen says there is help for customers who struggle to pay their bill.
The best step that they can take if they are having difficulty with their energy bills is to reach out to us right away. That allows our employees to make every effort to assist our customers, offer them perhaps a payment arrangement, or provide them with information on energy assistance options.
Cullen advises everyone to have their furnace inspected ahead of the winter and to check their home for drafts. He also says customers may want to keep their thermostat lower, especially at night and when they're not home. In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.